Hey everybody, today we're going to get a little bit into color. Now, I'm not going to spend a tremendous amount of time with color because we've covered it several times. But let's talk about a few of the little bit more advanced theories in regards to color. Now, you notice at the top of this post I've got a spectrum picture and going from ultraviolet to infrared, of course, and that is the visible spectrum of color that is there. Now, I'm doing that basically for reasons to try to get you to take a look at this from a little bit more scientific point of view rather than just the plain old, red, blue, green type color scheme that we would have. The way the color works and affects the body is because of the frequency in which it emits. Now, as an example, if you can remember some basic physics from days gone by, white is the full spectrum of color and black is the absence of color. Right? So something that is black reflects no light, basically. Okay, so now as an example, if you're dealing with something that is green, it absorbs all of the light color. The color itself will absorb the entire spectrum of light with the exception of green, which will reflect back. So it is important to know that we are dealing with frequencies here. Same with sound, you're dealing with frequencies. Okay? Now we've got healing colors and we have destructive colors. And each will have their own purpose, right? A destructive color and a healing color can be intermixed with each other. Now, one of the best ways to play with it is to stick with red, because you're only thinking of one color then, but change the purpose which the color has. Now, what that would be essentially a slight difference in depth of the color. I don't think hue is the correct term there. I can't remember very well. But that will essentially be what it is, because you're going to be crossing from one into the other, so there's a fine line there. Now you can use healing colors on yourself and then use those to do the strike as well, right? So as an example, I could heal my fire and strike the metal and get a tremendous result, or I could use the red to damage the metal, to damage the fire on the person, which in turn would weaken the metal, because we are dealing with the cycle here. So you can use the colors more or less in both directions. Now we've done some experimentation recently with color, and the brighter the color is, the better the effect will be, right? And you can look at it in two different ways: the brighter, or in case of the darker colors, the deeper the color is. Like a really, really, really dark blue has a better healing effect than a pale blue does. Okay? So that intensity of color does count. And I do encourage you to play with that somewhat and see, how it works. Now, I find myself, just because of my particular style and visualization skills, I find it hard to stack colors. Right? I'm not the type of person who's going to go from a blue to a silver gray, jumping over the fire element and things like that. But I mean, depending on how creative and how much of a visualizer you are, you could do that very, very effectively. I would be very interested in hearing how it works out with you in the comment section below this, because everybody has a different experience with color based on what their creativity level is, essentially. And it's a love-hate relationship, and my relationship with it is not a love relationship. I'm not that fond of using color personally, because it requires too much. I find it requires too much attention. I find the sound is just much, much easier. Probably because I'm a vocally oriented person anyway. I'm not artistic at all. Right? Never had any interest in it. Anyways, that's going to be it for today's lesson. It's a pretty simple one. And then in the next lesson, we're going to start getting into emotions. Emotions are a fascinating topic, and I know you guys will love that one. We'll talk to you soon. Ciao.